Listen to it fizz. First aid for relief from headache, Alka-Seltzer. From acid indigestion, Alka-Seltzer. From cold discomfort, Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer presents the Quiz Kids with the chief quizzer himself, Joe Kelly.
Hello, everyone. Say, it's really wonderful to have you with us this afternoon. The old Alka-Seltzer question box is decked out in a great big old Christmas bow, so that means some Christmassy questions. But no, I think we'll make it a surprise. Yes, that's what we'll do. You know, everyone likes a Christmas surprise, and this will be a very, very special one. So come on, quiz kids, let's get things started. And say, I'll tell you what, while we're having roll call, let's hear what each of you would like to have under the Christmas tree tomorrow morning. All right, here we go. Patrick?
I'm Patrick Owen Conlon. I'm 13 years old, and I'm a freshman at Calumet High School in Chicago. And tomorrow morning, I'd like to find a wire recorder set under my tree.
Oh, good for you, Patty. And next is Melvin.
I'm Melvin Miles, and I'm 7 years old, and I go to North Park School, Chicago, Illinois. And Mr. Kelly, I'm interested a little bit in chemistry, so I'd like a chemistry set with a Bunsen burner.
Well, say, I hope Santa Claus is listening. Yes, sirree. Sally Ann?
I'm Sally Ann Wilhelm. I'm 12 years old. I'm in the 7th grade at Central Junior High School in Elkhart, Indiana. And I want a television set, a chemistry set, some dresses, some books, a storm coat, and a bicycle.
Oh, say, you're all going to have to move out of your house so Santa Claus can get in. Well, that's all right. Next, we have Lonnie.
I'm Lonnie Lundy. I'm 15 years old, and I'm a sophomore at Maine Township High School in Park Ridge, Illinois. And I'm really not looking forward to anything in particular. I like to be surprised on Christmas.
Oh, I do too, Lonnie. Yes, sir, I do too. And last but not least, little Wendy.
I'm Wendy Stacking. I'm 5 years old, and I'm in afternoon kindergarten hit school, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, well, good for you. Now, what do you want to find under the Christmas tree tomorrow morning?
A bicycle.
Get out, a bicycle? Well, what do you know about that? Well, I hope you get one. Now, kids, let's get along with questions. Here's our first one. It's from Mrs. Clark Colony of Gig Harbor, Washington. Can you name a book of the Bible that starts with each of the letters of the word Christmas? Pat?
Well, let's see. I can't think of any. Oh, Corinthians. Wait a second. Corinthians.
What? Corinthians. All right. C.
That's one.
That takes care of C.
And H? Well...
Lonnie?
Hosea and Habakkuk are good. Two that I can think of. R would be Ruth.
R for Ruth?
I am not so sure of right now.
Sally Ann?
Isaiah.
Isaiah, right. And S? All right, Sally Ann.
Well, that could be St. Matthew or St. Mark or St. Luke.
Well, that's all right. What were you going to say, Lonnie?
Well, I would say 1st or 2nd Samuel.
All right,
that would
fine.
Be a little better thing.
That takes care
P
of the S.
Would be 1st or 2nd Thessalonians or 1st and 2nd Timothy or Titus.
That's good.
And M would be Matthew or Mark or Micah.
Fine.
And the A would be Amos.
Amos?
Or Acts. And
Acts
S would be... Let's see, yes, well, that would be 1st and 2nd Samuel again.
Oh, fine, fine. Oh, that was wonderful, children. Now, here's a Christmassy question from Mrs. Tempa Blanton of Richmond, Virginia. According to his name, which of Santa's reindeer would be interested in these songs? Here's the first one. Lonnie?
Well, that is a dance of some kind. I think that'd be Dancer.
No. Now, what's the name of that song?
Something by Victor Herbert.
Victor Herbert is right. What's the name?
Some kind of a dance, some Oriental dance, something like
that. Well, I know, but the title of the song. Let's have it. All right.
I don't know the title.
All right, then, the title is Sweethearts. So, Sweethearts. What reindeer? Pat?
That'd be Cupid.
Cupid, that's the idea, right. Now, which reindeer might you associate with this one? Wendy?
Would that be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No, no. What's the name of it? Sally Ann?
Well, that's Stardust.
Stardust. So, what reindeer? Lonnie?
Comet.
Comet, that's it. Stardust, Comet. What reindeer would like this music? Pat?
I think that's the waltz of the flutes, isn't it?
No. Lonnie?
That's a... Well, he's Pat's very close. It's a dance of the flutes, so that would be dancer.
Well, what are you going to say, Sally?
That's waltz of the flowers.
No, honey. Pat and Lonnie were right close to it. It's dance of the woodwinds, and dancer is the answer. I'm a poet, and I don't know it. How do you like that? Well, say, now, you folks out there who sent in questions for our program, remember, our sponsor, makers of Alka-Seltzer, is giving away a fine Zenith Transoceanic portable radio for every question used, if the question is answered correctly. Now, however, if your question stumps the quiz kids, you have your choice between a Zenith television set and a large console Zenith radio phonograph. The television set is the Zenith Buchanan with a new super-arranged chassis to ensure the ultimate in performance. Yes, sir. And by the way, the large console Zenith radio phonograph plays all types of records and has AM and FM radio. So, if you'd like to try for one of these fine Zeniths in the future, send in your questions. Send them to Quiz Kids, Box Y, Chicago 77, Illinois. All right. Well, of course, kids, we had a miss on that last one, so that means that Mrs. Temple Blanton of Richmond, Virginia, will receive her choice of a Zenith television set or the big Zenith radio phonograph combination. Now, this next question is from Mrs. Regina Cullen of Bozeman, Montana. You are to identify and, if possible, give the following line of each of these quotations that remind us of the Christmas season. Here's the first one. Blow, blow, thou winter wind. Pat.
Well, that's thou art not so unkind as man's ingratitude. Thy tooth is not so keen because thou art not seen. And that's from King Lear.
No. Wait a minute. You're right. Insofar as the lines you gave me following what I gave you, it's from William Shakespeare. That's right. But what play?
Let me see.
Well, that's beside the point.
A Winter's Tale.
No. As you like it, Pat. As you like it. But that was beside the point. The idea was to identify the quotation. Now then, here's the next one. I see a vacant seat in the poor chimney corner. Wendy.
I see a vacant seat in a crutch without an owner. If these shelves remain unaltered by the future, none other of my race we'll see him here. Tiny Tim will die because his father cannot afford to help him and give him what he needs to make him strong.
Well, good for you. And that's from Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Wasn't that lovely? Well, kids, oh boy, that finishes off our questions. Yes, sir. And now, it's time for the big surprise. You know, Santa Claus is usually the honored guest at the Christmas party we have every year. But how can he make it this year? Now, that question's been bothering me for weeks. How could Santa Claus possibly be a guest at the Quiz Kids Christmas party on the afternoon of the day before Christmas? Now, just when he's getting ready to start on his big journey, you know, he has to start in plenty of time so he can visit all the children in all the countries all over the world. Well, sir, I was so worried about this that I even dreamed about it the other night. That's right. And what a dream it was. It started out like this. You children were sitting there at your desk, just like you are now, and then, all of a sudden, we were all practically at the North Pole, and I was saying... Well, follow me, kids. Come on now, it isn't very far. Oh, boy. There's a light right up ahead there. That's where Santa Claus lives. Oh, I'm all out of breath here. Here, Wendy, let me help you. Give me your hand there. And you too, Melvin. That's it. Hang on tight now. That's a ticket. Just a few more steps, and we'll be there. Say, this wind is really something. But we've made it, kids. Here's the door. Come on, open the door, Santa Claus. Don't keep us waiting. Okay, well, good old Santa Claus. I've never been happier to see you.
Well, what do you know? Why, it's Joe Kelly and the Quiz Kids. Come on in. Come on in, all of you.
Well, you bet we will. Yes, Eddie. Come right along, kids.
Yes, yes. Come on in here and sit by the fire and get warm. How are you, Wendy and Melvin? Oh, it's good to see you. You too, Pat, Sally Ann, and Lonnie. How you've grown.
Oh, boy, Santa Claus, am I glad we're here.
Well, so am I, Joe, and I must confess, I didn't expect a surprise like this.
You didn't?
No, sorry. And you know, it's a good thing you arrived when you did.
Why?
Well, my wife, Merry Christmas, is checking through the presents right now to make sure I haven't forgotten anything.
Oh.
My sleigh and reindeer are all set ready to take off, and... Well, it won't be long until we're skimming over the housetops.
Oh, say, Santa Claus, I'm so glad we didn't miss you. The quiz kids have brought you some presents.
Oh, you don't mean it. Christmas presents for me, for old Santa?
Why not? The quiz kids thought you might like to know how it felt to be on the receiving end for a change.
Well.
Well, now, come on, kids. Give Santa Claus your presents right now. He can unwrap them, and then you'll know what he thinks of them. Sally Ann, you're first. All right, give him your
presents. Well, these are something to keep your ears warm when you're riding through your sleigh.
Well, thank you, Sally.
And they're red, too, Santa Claus.
Look at them. Red earmuffs. Oh, I couldn't need anything more. Thank you, Sally Ann, my dear.
Santa.
All right, now, Lonnie, what did you find for Santa Claus?
Well, I got something for him to keep some hot chocolate in when he's riding in his sleigh on Christmas Eve.
A thermos jug. Isn't that nice, Joe?
Well, I should say
because
so.
Because this will taste mighty good about halfway down Christmas Eve.
You betcha.
Thank you, Lonnie.
All right, well, now, let's see. Who's next here? Pat, what have you got?
Well, Santa, I think you'll find this handy when you're drinking that hot chocolate.
Oh, I think you're right, Pat. It's a mustache cup and a beauty, isn't it? You know, my whiskers, these white whiskers, they get very easily stained, so it's going to come in handy.
Oh, I should say so. And here's little Wendy with her present, Santa Claus.
Well, Wendy.
Keep your clothes clean.
When he goes down the chimney, huh? That's a girl.
And as you know, Wendy, I go down a lot of chimneys, and some of them aren't too clean. A whisk broom. Just what I've always needed.
Well, I should say so. That'll come in handy.
Thank you, Andy.
Uh-huh. And now then, Melvin, what do you have for Santa Claus?
Well, Santa, I'm giving you a quiz gift then because you're always so nice to all the children. Give them what they want. And by giving you this quiz gift then, I am making you an honorary quiz gift.
Well, what do you know about that, Santa Claus?
Well, thank you, Melvin. That's an honor indeed. Joe, I understand there aren't many big people that have quiz.
Oh, no, just a few very famous people, including yourself now, of course.
Well, that's certainly wonderful. Thanks to all of you kids. And you know, your old friend Santa Claus will never forget this Christmas. No, sir. Of course, I've got presents for all you quiz kids, too, but you find them under your Christmas tree tomorrow morning. But Joe Kelly.
Yeah.
Say, Joe.
Huh?
Here's something I'm going to give to you.
Oh, to me?
Right now. Mm-hmm. It's something I made especially for you.
Oh, for me? Something for... Well, thank you, Santa Claus. Yeah. Oh, say, this is a wonderful surprise present for me. Can I open it?
Yes, I want you to do it right now. I want to know what you think of it.
Oh.
Go ahead, open it up.
Well, all right, just a second. I get it all set here. Oh, this is really something. I hadn't hoped for anything like this. Oh, let's see. It's all done up so fancy. All this tinsel and bright ribbon.
Yeah, well, my wife, Mary, does all the wrapping. And she's pretty good at it, if I do say so.
Yeah, my wife, Mary, she's very good at that, too. Yeah.
I know.
You know, it's almost a shame to open such a beautiful package, but, oh, wait a minute. Ooh,
well,
wait,
here,
the
Joe,
ribbon's
let
gone.
Me help you.
Huh? Oh, no, never mind. I can get... There, I've got it. Now, then, I'll just take the lid off the box and see what... Well... What do you know?
You like it, Joe?
Do I like it? Why, Santa Claus, this is the cutest little doll I've ever seen. You know, it's so lifelike. It looks just like it's ready to speak to me.
As a matter of fact, Joe, it is.
You mean it actually talks?
Well, why don't you find out for yourself? Here now, you wind it up right here.
Oh, I see, like this.
Mm-hmm, that's the idea. Now,
how do you like this?
You get it wound up and you set it down
right here.
I don't
want to wind it too tight.
No.
Yeah.
Now listen.
Merry Christmas from Alka-Seltzer. Merry Christmas from Alka-Seltzer. Merry Christmas from Alka-Seltzer.
Well, what do you know? I'm speechless Santa Claus. Oh, it's running down. Oh, good old Santa Claus.
You like the doll, do you, Joe?
Oh, do I like it? I think it's wonderful.
Well, I'm glad. You know, the folks you work for really put out a pretty wonderful product.
Oh, well, thank you, Santa Claus. Oh, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. I see you have the big family-size package on hand, Santa Claus. That's a wise idea.
Well, this is the busiest time of the year for me, Joe.
Oh, well, I hope to tell you. Why, you know something? I can just see you after you get back from your big ride tonight. After you've delivered all those toys you have piled up over there by the door, you'll come back home pretty tired. Your wife, Merry Christmas, will have your favorite easy chair pulled up close to the fire.
That's right, she will.
And she'll have a pan of hot water ready for your weary feet.
And to ease my weary bones and aching head, a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer for me to drink.
She will?
Oh, of course she will. How else would I know how good Alka-Seltzer
is? Oh, of course, yeah. Good old Santa Claus. Well, say, kids, come on. Let's tell Santa Claus what we think of him in song like we were singing it. Here we go now.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. And Santa Claus is his name.
I'm so glad that you and the quiz kids came up here to see me. You know, I was just saying the Merry Christmas this very morning that I was afraid I wouldn't be able to make the quiz kids Christmas party this year.
Oh?
Too busy. You know, I do so hate to miss out on those little entertainments you always have.
Oh, well, Santa Claus, now wait a minute. That's our big surprise for you. We have some entertainment for you right now.
Oh, you don't mean
that. Yes, you've guessed it. Yeah, we've done a little thinking and a little planning, and, well, you just get comfortable, and we'll get things started.
Well, this is wonderful, Joe. I'm ready.
All right, fine. Now, we let Patrick be first. You remember how he likes to write poetry.
Oh, you bet I do, and he's good at it.
Oh, I should say so. And I can tell by that little smile of his that he has a new one for you. What's it called, Pat?
It's called A Tip for Santa, Mr. Kelly. Now, Santa, this is all in fun, so stop me if you've heard this one. These thoughts I've had for quite some time, and today I've put them down in rhyme. You know, things have changed since you were a lad. You've got to get hep, or your rating is bad. You can't slide along on your reputation. Glamour is what counts with this generation. Now, that suit that you're wearing, even though it is red, doesn't do too much to hide middle-age spread. Those whiskers you're sporting, oh, you must have a reason. But honestly, nobody wears them this season. And you really are too fat. You should be more wary. And who wants to look at a nose like a cherry? So do yourself over. From head down to feet. Go get a treatment instead of a treat. When that's taken care of, just listen some more, and your Nielsen rating will certainly soar. To sell yourself to the kids of this nation, why not make Christmas a year-round vacation? Baseball games we all should see with satin seats and peanuts free. Why, you could make a rule against all fences and fine the first one whom a fight commences. Why, Santa, you'd be an inspiration to every youngster in this whole fair nation. Oh, but Santa, excuse me, I really must go, or I'll miss the Hopalong Cassidy show. But Santa, I'm only kidding, my friend. You'll be number one with me right to the end.
That's fine, Pat. I'm glad you're only kidding. Say, Joe, Melvin doesn't play the piano, does he?
Oh, well, I think he started taking lessons. Why?
Well, look at him over there at that little piano. Go on, ask him to play us something.
Oh, all right. You won't be professional, well, Santa Claus, but your home style like. But say, Melvin, do you know something you can play for us?
Well, Mr. Kelly, I could play Oh, Come All You Faithful.
Oh, that's an old favorite of everybody's. Let's listen to it.
Thank you.
there you are, Sandy.
Well, Melvin, you just keep right on with those piano lessons. You're certainly doing all right.
Say, he does all right on that little toy piano. I wonder who's going to get that. Well, anyway, Santa, you know, Sally Ann has been studying up on why we use holly and mistletoe for Christmas, and I think she sort of wants to check with you to make sure she's right.
Well, all right, Joe, let's hear him, Sally Ann.
Well, I found out that to some people, the holly bush with its red berries means the burning bush in the Bible. And to other people, the holly wreath with a lighter star in the center means the birth of Christ. And then about the mistletoe, well, first, a priest would get branches of holly and break them up in little pieces and give them to the people of the community to warn off the evil spirits. But in England, mistletoe symbolizes friendship. And the custom which grew up from that is that if a young man meets a young woman under the mistletoe, he can kiss her. But he has to pick off one mistletoe berry. But when the mistletoe has lost all its berries, it loses its charm for friendship.
Well, that's right, Sally Ann. You did a very good job. Matter of fact, I couldn't have done better myself.
And now, Santa, here's our little 5-year-old Wendy with a favorite Christmas carol. All right, Wendy, let's hear it.
That away in the manger, no crib or a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay.
Oh, isn't Wendy, that sweet, huh?
That was simply splendid.
Oh, she's
Joe?
A sweet little girl, yeah. You know, Santa, our Christmas party wouldn't be complete without Lonnie's piano playing and a Christmas story from Melvin. Now, you're first, Lonnie, and what would you like to play for Santa Claus, huh?
Well, I'd kind of like to play an excerpt from Beethoven's Concerto No. 1 in C major.
All right, fine. Let's have it. Now, quiet, everybody. Everybody, quiet. Sharp and sweet, wasn't it?
I want to thank you, Lonnie. That was certainly beautiful.
Yeah, you know, the way that kid gets over the piano really dazzles me, Santa Claus. Yeah. And now then, Melvin, we're ready for your Christmas story.
All right, Mr. Kelly. The littlest angel was only 4 and a half when he came to live in heaven, and he found it so hard to act like an angel. Everyone knew he had to be disciplined. When he appeared before the angel of peace, he was so nervous he bit his wingtips and said all he wanted was the box he left under his bed at home. When he got the rough, shabby box, word came that the Christ child would be born. The littlest angel decided to give the box as his gift. When all the angel's gifts lay before the heavenly throne, God's hand paused over the box, and the littlest angel wondered what made him think it would please the Christ child. As the shabby box was opened, it revealed a butterfly cotton on the hills of Jerusalem, a bird egg, 2 pebbles, and a tooth-marked strap that belonged to his faithful dog. Then God said, "This gift pleases me most." And the rough, shabby box glowed so brilliantly it blinded the eyes of all the angels. Only the littlest angel saw it rise and cast its light on a stable where a child was born. The gift of the littlest angel is known to all as the shining star of Bethlehem.
Thank you, Melvin. Hey, you know, I've been thinking while I've been listening to you wonderful quiz kids, if you could have one wish for this Christmas, what would it be? I'd like to hear all your wishes. We'll start with Pat. How about you,
well,
Pat?
Santa, I'd probably wish for the thing that the angel sang about many years ago, and that's peace on earth, goodwill to our men. And I don't mean just this Christmas, but for all the Christmases and all the years to come.
Not much anyone can add to that, is there? Melvin, what about you if you had one wish?
Well, Santa, my wish is that people all over the world could celebrate Christmas not because of the gifts, but rejoice because Christmas is the birthday of Christ.
Very beautiful thought, Melvin. Now, Sally Ann, your wish?
My wish has been wished many times before, but in the season of peace on earth, goodwill toward men, I can't think of a nicer wish for Christmas than a lasting peace for everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to you, Sally Ann. And Lonnie.
Well, my wish is that the spirit of brotherly love, charity, and goodwill which the Christ child gave us would remain throughout the entire year instead of just during the Christmas season.
Oh, beautiful thought. And finally, little 5-year-old Wendy there, what's your wish, Wendy?
I wish that everybody would be friends and not fight and so there's not any more war.
We all wish that, Wendy. Joe, I think you'll agree with me that the selflessness of these wishes of the quiz kids is a beautiful thing to hear.
Oh, I should say so, Santa. Yes, I love all the kids. Yes.
Oh, St. Joe, look at that clock. I've got to get started or I'll never get around the world tonight.
Oh, thanks. Well, yes, you...
Listen, you hear those bells? My helpers are bringing my sleigh right up to the door. How about you, Joe? How are you and the quiz kids going to get back?
Oh, well, I don't know exactly, Santa.
Well, how did you get up here?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Well, how would you like to ride back with me?
Well, you mean ride over the rooftops with Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Say, that's the chance of a lifetime. How about it, kid?
Oh,
well, come on. Let's get in. Now, Wendy, you sit on Santa Claus's lap there. That's it. Melvin, I'll hold you so you won't fall out now. Yes, Jerry. Well, come on. Everybody, we're all happy. Let's sing Jingle Bell.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle All the Way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle All the Way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
And well, kids, that was my dream. And it certainly was vivid. Oh, say, we don't want to forget to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, so let's do it now, all together.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas from Elka Seltzer. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that the little doll that Santa Claus gave me in my dream? It can't be. It was a dream. Or was it?
Merry Christmas from Alka-Seltzer. Merry Christmas from Alka-Seltzer. Merry
Because of your many letters, Dimension X returns today on NBC.